Hare Krishna. So now the chariot is between the two armies, and Krishna and Arjuna are there in the chariot. Arjuna has seen all his relatives on the other side, headed by Duryodhana, and he started speaking. In the last verse that we saw, verse number 27, Kripaya Parayavishtho, he was overwhelmed with compassion, and Vishidan Idam Abravid. So he started speaking with a lot of lamentation. And then what happened? That's what we are going to discuss today in verse number 28. Arjuna Uvacha Drishtve Mam Swajanam Krishna Yutsam Samupasthitam Sidanti Mama Gatrani Mukham Cha Parishushyati. Arjuna is calling out for Krishna. Krishna! Krishna is asking, what happened? What happened to you? He's saying, Drishtve mam swajan. He's saying, after seeing all of them, yutsam samupastitam, all of them standing with the spirit of fighting, gathered with the spirit of fighting. So Krishna is asking, so what? What's happening to you? He's saying, Gatrani, my limbs. What happened to your limbs? Sidanti, it's quivering. Mukham. What happened to your mukham? What happened to your mouth? Parishushyati, it's drying up. Now, this is the state of Arjuna. Now, why Arjuna is there in this state? In such a terrible state? If we understand who is Arjuna, now we'll be bewildered. Now that he's going through such a terrible situation. Arjuna is a great stalwart, the favorite student of Dronacharya. The one who went to different personality, celestial beings, and he fought with them, and he won over them, and got a lot of celestial weapons. And that personality is behaving like this. Why? So there are two reasons for it. So maybe for our understanding, we can consider it as internal reason and external reason. So today we'll try to discuss the internal reason. What is that internal reason? So here, let's see the purport. So in the purport, Srila Prabhupada writes, this is the last paragraph. Such symptoms in Arjuna were not due to weakness, but to his soft-heartedness, a characteristic of a pure devotee. Not because of the weakness, but his soft-heartedness. Soft-heartedness is a characteristic of a devotee. Yes. Now there's a nice verse which Prabhupada is quoting here. Look at this verse. Yashyasti bhaktir bhagavati akinchana sarvair gunaistatra samasate suraha harava bhaktasya kuto mahadguna manorathe nasti davato bahihi. So this particular verse, it's a punch actually. It's a punch for everyone. Let's try to understand how. Yashyasti bhaktir bhagavati akinchana. All those people, all those personalities who do devotional service onto the lotus feet of Lord Krishna with one pointed focus. What happens to them? Sarvair gunaistatra samasate suraha. All the qualities of Devi Devtas will manifest in that personality. All the qualities. But then what about those who are not devotees? The next two lines talks about that. Harav abhaktasya kuto mahadguna mano rathenasti dhavato bahihi. There it says, harav abhaktasya kuto mahadguna. What good qualities will be there in a non-devotee who is always situated on the mental platform? Mano rathai nasti dhavato bahihi. So let's try to understand this. It's a very, very bold statement that is made here in this particular verse in Srimad Bhagavatam. So here, let's try to prove this point first. Let's see the first paragraph. Let's read some lines from the first paragraph. But it says, Arjuna, just after seeing his kinsmen, friends and relatives on the battlefield, was at once overwhelmed by compassion for them who had so decided to fight amongst themselves. So this we know. So from both the sides we had personalities, and they had assembled for one important reason. That is to fight and win the kingdom. But then what was Arjuna's feeling, for the soldiers on both the sides? This is only a feeling of a devotee that's mentioned here. Let's see what's that. As far as his soldiers were concerned, he was sympathetic from the beginning. So this is but obvious. If suppose our soldiers are there, we'll feel sympathetic towards them. Oh, they're going to lose their life in this battle. But then look at this. But he felt compassion even for the soldiers of the opposite party, foreseeing their imminent death. Now, when it comes to a devotee cannot even kill an ant. What to talk about human beings? A devotee cannot see anyone in pain. He's called as para dukkha dukhi. As soon as a devotee sees someone sad, someone in suffering, someone in pain, he also feels that pain. And that we can see here in the case of Arjuna. When, you know, he's showing off all these symptoms, that is quivering of the body, mouth drying up. So these are actually the symptoms of depression. But then, when it comes to these symptoms, and Arjuna is showing those symptoms, and Arjuna is a great stalwart, so there has to be some reason for it. And that reason is this. He's not able to see or foresee the pain, you know, that will come onto both the soldiers during the battle. Now, why is it that only devotees have these qualities and non-devotees don't? You know, this is the question. And it's a learning from this video. So, all the good qualities are there in everyone. Everyone, irrespective of who the person is, all the good qualities are there. But the thing is, all these qualities are covered, thickly covered. By what? There's a thick cover of dirt. And what is that dirt? Lust, anger, greed, envy, pride, illusion. These six things are covering all the good qualities. And when it comes to a materialist, a non-devotee, so what happens? So, you know, there's a thick covering, so these qualities will not manifest. Maybe temporarily, circumstantially, some qualities might be shown. But then that is not permanent, because those qualities which are inside are still covered. I always give this example of a bulb. So let's take a bulb and put a huge blanket on that. So we'll not see the light or effulgence coming from the bulb. Only when the blanket is removed, the effulgence will come. So qualities are there inside, but it's covered with thick covering, a thick layer. So only when that covering is removed, then those qualities will manifest with full potency. So now here, when it comes to non-devotees, the ones who are not practicing bhakti, so this covering will never be removed. But for devotees, how come this covering is removed? Because devotees practice Krishna consciousness, devotees practice bhakti. Every single day when a person chants the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, so Hare Krishna Mahamantra acts as a cleansing agent. So this thick covering, and the Hare Krishna Mahamantra is acting as the cleansing agent. And as soon as the devotee starts practicing, slowly and steadily, the covering will be removed. And finally, when the covering is fully removed, all these qualities will manifest. And here we see in case of Arjuna, he's such a great devotee of Krishna. For sure, there is no covering. So, you know, he's having these wonderful qualities. And one of them mentioned here is compassion. So this is one reason, internal reason, that you know, being a devotee, he has got this wonderful quality of compassion, even for his enemies. Now, what about the external reason? So that we'll discuss in the next verse. Hare Krishna.